Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Red Room. We have another night of an amazing topic. It's an amazing group of people. I know we use the word amazing a lot, but that's what happens in the Red Room. So I want to start off by introducing myself as your host, Shelly L. Brooks, and I want to introduce our co-host for tonight. And every night we have James, who is, I still call him the hardest working man. Now he's back in the DMV. I don't know how many years, how long now. It's been a while, but he was the hardest working man in the ATL, and he's back in the DMV. My co-host, James, and we have Vic Love, whose name speaks for itself. I mean, tonight, guys, we got an amazing, amazing show. I think the topic that we're talking about is something that we're going to just be able to, you know, introduce, have a conversation about, bring in people that want to talk about. We got some announcements that we're going to make, but I just know we're going to make tonight an interesting show. So before we get started, you know, I just want to, you know, it's about to be the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving, that one holiday where everybody eats everything that the family brings and cooks. So what are y'all doing for the holiday? James, Rick, what y'all got going on for holidays? I know somebody's got to be going out of town or cooking.
You know me. I got to hit New York, going and be with family and friends, enjoy the holidays. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays I really like because, it's sometimes bittersweet because my grandma has passed away, and we used to go to her house and have a ball. I'm hearing some noise. Something wrong? You know, we got my grandmother's house, and we used to go there and have a good time. Now we go to my cousin's house, it's a beautiful home. But, Thanksgiving is very special to me. It's like the family get together and just be thankful for just little things, thankful for life. Thanks for coming to the show here with you and James, Shelly, you know, God is good. So, yeah, I'm going to New York.
I want to go to New York. I think we might do that for Christmas. But this year for Thanksgiving, for those of you who don't know, I lost my grandmother 2 years ago this week. So Thanksgiving has been a little bit different for our family on my dad's side. But this year, everybody's doing their own thing, kind of. My mom's side, we're doing our usual family dinner. And then I'm spending the weekend with my cousins. Since my grandmother's passed, every year for holidays or just throughout the year, we always get our group of cousins. It's like 5 grandkids and then like 50 million other cousins, nieces and nephews of hers. So we all just get together and we call it a night of debauchery. So we just go out and have a good time, hit a couple bars, bar hop, play some games, depending on somebody's house. So mine's going to be pretty simple, but I just want to tell you, I'll be out of commission between Thursday and Saturday, so please don't call my phone, because I might not answer. Y'all know how I do, so that's my Thanksgiving. I'm just thankful to see another day, and I'm thankful that I do have the family and friends that I do have around me, and the love is so amazing. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope everyone enjoys, and I hope everyone has something to be thankful for. Which everyone should, because you're still breathing. So that's always the best thing to have.
Wow, you guys, this is that time of the year that we have that. I don't know why we should only have this one time of the year to just say what we're thankful for, but it is the be thankful for moment. So I think we're all just thankful for something. I just know that, you know, this is that time of the year for me that with anyone who has lost someone, it just kind of brings you back to that place of you missing people. So, you know, we all go through that, but I will say that if we are missing someone, then, you know, it's that time that you say, I'm thankful for the time that I had with them, but I'm thankful for the time that I'm still here. For me, I'll be cooking. Said this year I wasn't going to. It seems to happen every year. Victor, you know what that's like. You say, oh, I'm going to do this, and then I don't, and then you end up doing it anyway. So I'll be home, and I'll be cooking. So if anybody wants to come over, yes, I will have more food than the family can eat. So I'm just excited about, you know, having that opportunity and being blessed to be able to cook. I have not had an opportunity to go to somebody else's house and fix a plate in a long time. I'm sure one day I'll be able to experience that. I might have to come crash the party over at the family's house because Victor's too far away. So just know and understand I may come crash.
I'm never too far away, Shelly, for you.
I know. So let me ask y'all this. What is the one thing that y'all look forward to for the Thanksgiving get-togethers, whether it's you at home or you away? What's the one thing that you look forward to? We all
plenty of drinks.
Thankful.
Oh, you're saying look forward to as far as food? Or are you talking about anything?
Well, you kind of gave the number one thing. Plenty of drinks, family, and food. That's like, what else did you ask for?
No, the main thing is that, you know, something is the love that I have when my family get together and we start really kicking it. I think that's one of the best things I like. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, I have a real small but, you know, tight-knit kind of family. I mean, it has changed since my grandmother has passed on, but we still get it in, have some fun, and do different things. So that's what I like about Thanksgiving. I like that a lot. Because my family, we get together and we can be foolish. Yeah.
I'm going to surprise my family this year with a bunch of recipes that I found on Facebook. you know those recipes that you post, that people post and you share? I didn't share them on my page for no reason. I'm going to surprise them all with a bunch of those recipes. They'll be like, come on, this isn't Thanksgiving. Guess what? Yep, it is. Be thanks for me giving the time that I put in the kitchen. So I'm going to do something different this year. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do a little shock and awe in the kitchen. Keep them out. Don't come near. Just smell what the rock is cooking. And then, you know, after that, then everybody just go to sleep. And then I'll sneak out the house and have my own Thanksgiving. I need not to elaborate.
I know you don't want to, but all the stuff in the trim is there.
Yeah, this year is definitely going to be one for the book. So before we get deep into our topic tonight, younger versus older, is there a difference? I brought this to Shelly's attention earlier today. There was a post on Facebook that went viral. An old friend of mine actually had a cabin trip with a group of the fellas, and they had a good time. Professional brothers in, you know, my generation, between ages 25 and 30, the older. But it was a group of gentlemen who came together just to do a trip of togetherness, celebrating your successes, encouraging each other, empowering each other. But today, you know, I saw the picture a couple of days ago, and it really warmed me from the inside. I love seeing groups of people get together for positive things. Today, before I left work, I saw that the post had went viral, like on a blog somehow, if I'm not mistaken. And there were over 1,500 negative comments on this group photo, and it kind of struck home because, one, there are a couple gentlemen in the photos that I know personally who are great guys, don't harm anybody. Saddening that people can be so ignorant, say the things that they can say, and I don't mean ignorant in a negative term. Let me make sure I'm clear on that part. When I reposted it, for those of you who are my friends on Facebook, between James Wilson or Samaj Brandon or my business page, Libations, Inc., I reposted it with the actual definition of ignorance. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but ignorance is a state of being uninformed or lack of knowledge. The comments were very, very brutal to me. Things like Trump is going to get you. And yes, this is a group of homosexual men, black homosexual men. So the comments were very derogatory. I actually had one of my friends who was in the photo. I'm not going to call his name. I'll let him introduce himself. The area code is 757. The last four digits of his telephone number are 7203. Welcome to the Red Room, my good friend. Nice speaking to you again. Can you just give us a general background as to this cabin trip that you and your friends had and your thoughts on the comments that were made on you all's photo? And let's keep in mind, we're going to keep this like a very short conversation because it's not the general topic, but we do have a much larger topic in this regard for another show in the future. If you'd like to introduce yourself, you can say your name. You don't have to. You can remain anonymous. But welcome to the Rev Room. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you doing tonight? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, cool. Yeah, I don't mind saying my name. My name is Jeremy, and yeah, I was at that cabin trip, and it was like you said, a bonding trip, meeting. I won't say like-minded people because we was all different in so many different ways, but really just to kind of get to know each other. And I usually don't pay attention to the comments on Facebook, but I did get a chance to kind of review it, and I would say it was a lot of negative comments, and mainly from African-American females. And I wouldn't say that it came from hate. I think that's a harsh word, but I do think that it's coming from a form of enviness and jealousness, you know. And as far as, you know, we as African-American men in this picture that is seen attractive is something that they know that they can't actually have, you know. And so, but yeah, man, I was reading an article a couple of days ago, and it said, like, from U.S. News, and it said that gay couples, which gay men, are highly educated and a lot more make twice as much as heterosexual men. So that's why I stated that maybe it can come from jealousness or enviness, because now that they're picking, finding the right ideal men is becoming slimmer and slimmer. And only if they knew the challenges that we go through as being, you know, African-American men in today's society, you know, they will understand that we have a lot more in common than they think, you know. So the odds are stacked against us. You know, we're not only black, African-American, we're men, most of us are young, and we're gay. And so we constantly have to try to prove to everyone out there that our choices of who we love does not define us. And so, but the trip was fun. It wasn't a sausage party like they all, somebody said on Instagram or whatever. It was really just a trip where we bond, network, and kind of get to know each other, and you go from there. And it was a lot of entrepreneurs, very successful, educated men, relationship therapists was there. I myself was in the government contract world, professor, et cetera. So it was very much of a lubricating experience, you know.
Jeremy, this is the host, Shelley, and I just want to say to you, first and foremost, that James is a very good friend of mine. I love him dearly. We connected many, many years ago, and I am so grateful and thankful for the connection that we've had. I mean, I would not have been able to do this show and have had the support of James, of anyone, if it were not for James. So I want to say that he did share with me the post, and I was disturbed, and the hashtag was so powerful because I just think that the way that he broke it down and gave the description of ignorance was something that most people don't really see and understand that they actually can be or are. I saw a picture of a group of powerful, attractive, successful black men. It had nothing to do with who you love. And I've always been one to have said, you know, once I stepped out of my place of ignorance, because, yes, at a point in my life, I was that person that was ignorant. But once I became educated and I was no longer put in the mindset of what society wants me to believe or family wants me to believe, that people are people. We have the same heart. We want to love people the way that everybody else does, and who you are outside in your professional place, this has nothing to do who you are in your personal place. So mm-hmm. I applaud you for coming into the Red Room and sharing with us tonight. And this, as Jane said, this show is definitely going to spark another topic that hopefully will educate people and bring them outside of their place of ignorance and prejudice. So mm-hmm. I thank you for coming into the Red Room and sharing with us.
So, you're welcome. And you're right. And it is all about, you know, education. I really do believe. I mean, whether a lot of the African-American females know it or not, but we, as our African-American men, we embrace our African-American women. We love them, you know. And like I said, I don't want to say they hate, they spill hate, because if they did, they wouldn't be appropriating on our gay culture. But I will say it is this form of divisiveness that they are going, attacking us with when they are coming off of this rhetoric of, I don't know what it is that they come off with, based off a picture. They have no idea who we are, our ethnicity. They don't even know that, you know, our age, nothing. They just go solely based off a picture, which I think that's pure ignorance, and it's this culture of assumption that I believe that needs to stop. And, you know, this is not Django. We're not some white man that's going to steal your man and leave you out in the dark. We're not going to do that, you know. So we don't want that. So I think there's other things that we need to be discussing. I mean, hell, this election alone has created way more topics to be discussed than a simple picture of 27 men out enjoying themselves at a pool, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I think when I read the post, it was the one comment that was made that was almost like, drop the mic, exit stage left. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. And that was, we are not the reason that black women can't keep a man. That's all. At that point, I was like, ready to do a happy dance, doing my little you go, because it's what's been probably in the minds of some women. I mean, and women want to have the whole mindset of, oh, we can't get a man because, you know, half of them are gay or half of them are in jail. That ain't reason why you can't keep a man, girl. It's more mm-hmm. than that. It's beyond that. So don't blame that on what society wants you to believe to make an excuse for why you are not the choice of a black man. So, I thank you for that. I'm going to go back to James because he's going to segue us into, you know, the next topic of the show. But I thank you for listening, Jeremy, and for joining us. I hope you return to the Red Room, bringing us more topics that, you know, that will help enlighten, educate, and make so many people aware of the fact that love is love, and we should love each other instead of, in a sense, judging each other. So, James,
yeah, right.
I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Jeremy, I want to personally thank you. You and I had our conversation earlier today to this topic, but I want to thank you for coming on to the show. It's been a long time since I've seen you, but hopefully it goes up soon.
Thank you.
The purpose of me bringing this topic up is because, again, for those of you who do not know, I'm very big on community. I'm very big on family. I'm very big on outreach and education. I love my circle of friends. I love educating people on, quote-unquote, our lifestyle. Anything that has to do with the lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual, heterosexual, anything that has to do with a lifestyle of any sort as a human being, I'm very big on things like that. So there will be many more shows in regards to things like this as human beings. For those of you who also don't know, I am in the process of writing a book, which Shelly has been pressing on me for about 3 years now, but it's in the process, and there's a reason why it's taken so long for me to do this, because it's a lot of my personal experiences, and a lot of this has to deal with being a gay black man. So there will be many more shows. I do have some special guests coming into play as well that I'm working on. Jeremy, if you feel free to stay on for the show. and join us for our conversation for the night, as this might pertain to something else that will lead to another
okay.
show or even in the same situation. And for those of you who are new to the show, if you would like to speak, press 1 on your phone. I will see you in our queue. Once you hear the beep or a word that says unmute in your ear, at that time we will announce the area code and last 4 digits of your telephone number. And at that time, please feel free to speak. If you're calling in from online or you're in the chat room, I will either pose the question for you from the chat or you can be free will to speak. Tonight's topic, again, excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold, is called the dating timeline, younger versus older. Is there a difference? Now, the title alone is kind of broad, but in my simple breakdown of the title is there a difference between the generational gaps when it comes to dating, the process of dating versus younger and older in the mind frame? Is there a difference between a young person dating an older person? There are so many different avenues to this that we're going to touch on tonight. I just wanted to introduce that subject to it. I'm going to mute all lines other than myself and Shelly and Fitz so that we can get the topic going here. Once you're ready to talk, again, please press 1. Shelly, are you ready to get into this hot topic for tonight in the Red Room?
James, I am, because I think when we talked about the topic, it, like you said, it was rather broad, but when we started breaking it down, it became a dynamic that most people don't think about. You know, I really believe that relationships are one of the hardest things that we have to endure in life, because it's putting so much of ourselves into a personal place that makes us vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, it puts you in a place where you have to, in a sense, bare your soul and open yourself freely to someone. But the definition, first and foremost, of what a relationship is, when you look at the different generations that, you know, people are in when it comes to dating, is different. We have the millennials, which, you know, it's our younger generation, you know, the 18 to, I think James is 18 to 20, early 20-something. And then you have the Gen X generation, which is, you know, 20s to early 30s. And then you have your baby boomers who are, you know, they're like from 50 and over. So when you look at the different dynamics in the age range, you have to realize that dating is different. Just from the meaning. So what I want to do is I want to just kind of throw in the different categories that we broke this down into, and each category give our opinions of the differences in dating. First of all, the meaning. Definition of dating based on your generation could mean different things. In the younger generation, the term dating, it can include meaning casual or multiple people. I mean, you could be, you know, if you're a woman, you could be dating, you know, Quan tonight and, you know, Ray Ray tomorrow night, or Robert the next night, or next week it's, you know, Brandon, or the following week it's somebody else. It's a casual meeting and enjoying time with each other. What goes from there is part of what it is that you choose to do. But when you look at the older generation, especially the baby boomers, it becomes something that's a little different. You know, it's more of a commitment or a long-term relationship, which at a certain age, depending on whether you've been in long-term relationships or not, if that's what you're looking for, it's something that leads towards marriage. You know, usually it's one person, because let's face it, anybody that's listening to this call tonight, if you a baby boomer, time is not on your side. You do not have time to waste on relationships that, or dating, that's not going to lead anywhere. When you're younger, you can have them for years. But as a baby boomer, time's not on your side. So it is a big difference in the age group. So I want to just, let's just talk about the meaning of it. Younger versus older, the difference in what dating means. We're going to, and I'm not operating the studio tonight. I'm sorry for the dead air because I've been kicked out of the studio. James will not let me touch the studio anymore. So I'm totally blind right now. I can't see any callers. So at this point, James, if there's anybody that wants to speak, that wants to open up the line, let them do so because, you know, I can't see anything. I'm just here to talk and to listen to what anybody has to say. So, Vic, James, what do y'all think about the meaning and the difference in dating younger versus older?
So, as we made mention of last week and made very clear, I'm from a different breed. Yes, out there, I'm only 28, but I literally have the mindset of somebody who is possibly twice my age, maybe half my age, older, definitely not younger. So from my experience in dating, the younger generation, from what I've seen and from what I've heard, they're more so get it while you got it and go. The older generation is more so get some solidarity, if that's the proper terminology I should use, to a situation. I can't date somebody who just wants to get a quick fix. I'm going to try to watch my language tonight, just so y'all know. So it's very different. For me, at this point in my life, I'm in a different situation in my dating life. I'm in something that's a little more serious. The 90-day rule, it comes into play a lot, and I've noticed that a lot, but I'm also dealing with people who are older than I am. So for me, it works out. If I deal with somebody who's younger than me, they're more so, they want somebody who's going to be able to not necessarily take care of them, but somebody who can uplift them and they can feed off of, or somebody who they can just get their quick fix in and move forward. Dating somebody older, sometimes, because older does not always mean more mature. Let's be very clear on that. But again, in my experience, dating somebody older has been beneficial for me and that other individual because we play off of each other very well. We have different mind frames of dating, and we have different outlooks on life. But when it comes to dating in general, you have to make sure that there's a mutual agreement. There has to be a mutual mindset to where if you're going to date somebody, that it has to be completely mutual. I'm not going to say 100%. I'll say at least 95% because sometimes people aren't willing to compromise or some people don't know how to compromise. It's a hard thing to do. It's like going from being single to dating, which is going to be another topic for another show, which is going to be a lot more in depth. But that's just me. There is definitely a difference between younger versus older, and there's a difference between younger people dating older people versus older people dating older people and younger people dating younger people. So that's my tip on that right now. What's your mind frame? Because you are from another generation than I, but again, in my mind frame, we are in the same generation. So give it to me from your standpoint, and let's see if we can find some type of common ground here or a difference in the world.
Victor, I know it's a little difficult for you because you are married, but I do know that you were single at one point. I'm sure you have something to add to this. And I'm going to give my 2 cents. To the whole meaning of the difference between younger versus older. So, Vic, what do you have to say?
You ready for me? Well, for me,
I'm ready. The you generational, come into the room and you just go to Vic Love process.
Okay, yeah, the generational thing is such a difference from us growing up and what's going on now. You know, younger younger, it seems like the younger generation is all about, you know, the social media, the mass, the texting and the video chatting and stuff like that. It's taken away from, you know, really getting to know. But still, the younger ones are so, when they, it's like when they dig their own, right here, when they dig their own age group, women are just more mature and guys are still doing what they got to do. So they choose to be with older guys and stuff like that. But
so what are you trying to say? They got to do the whole, a woman has to do the younger man to be able to find the maturity level where she is? I'm just
right,
asking.
I'm saying that. I think that's where the problem is. The problem's coming in because it seems like the younger woman want an older guy because they telling me, they always say that the guys at their age are still playing games and stuff like that. Then you have the older guys that want the younger girls because girls their age, they say, is not enough. So it's a, you know, it's a catch-22 in nowadays generational cat grass, you know, as far as dating is not like it used to be. So, you know, it's a big change, a big difference, and things are just crazier right now. I mean, that's
yeah,
what I
and
see
that is
about
true.
It.
So yeah, I think we exactly. agree that there's a total difference in the meaning of dating when it comes to the younger and the older generation. But let's step into the next topic of the subject, which is the mentality. I think when you are younger versus older, your mentality of dating and what relationships are about for you is a huge difference. Because I think when you're younger, oftentimes you're dating because you're just looking for someone to be with, or as the younger generation has this whole, and it so kills me that this is something that was so missed. It just totally blew my mind because I didn't even understand this was a term and what the term actually meant. The younger generation is looking for someone to chill with versus the older generation, they want to date. They don't have the need to date. They just do so because it's something that they want to incorporate into their lives. The younger generation, they do so because they don't like being alone. They go from, you know, living at home with their parents or stepping into that place of learning what it means to establish a relationship with someone other than family and friends. And it's a lot of pressure that comes along with that. I definitely understand that. But I think it's a lot of, I don't want to be alone, so I'm just going to date. Whether it's, as we said, with younger people, it's being with someone or multiple people versus the older generation saying, you know, this is where I want to be in my life, whether it's looking for a relationship or not. But if they've been in a single place and they've been independent too long, it can confuse dating. So the mentality of the whole dating process, it does become difficult. But with the younger generation, it's just the go with the flow type thing. So I'm going to just simply say that James will open up your line at any point if you have something that you want to share. Please press 1 on your phone. James will unmute your mic. Again, I've been kicked out of the studio. It is just too, he will not let me touch any buttons. All I can do is sit here and talk. But I think it's a conversation that we need to have because I don't believe it's supposed to be hard. It's not. I think as long as if the younger generation has that expectation, which is our next topic in this whole subject, then everybody knows and understands what it is that you're looking for. So the next part is expectations. What is the difference between a younger person dating, and we're talking about the millennials and we're kind of crossing over into the Gen X generation, versus the older generation? What is the expectation? Victor, I think this is one that, you know, you and I can kind of, you know, understand because, you know, we're no spring chickens. You might want to, you know, I know you step up in your fly gear and, you know, you do what you do because you Vic Love, but at the end of the day, you can wear your fly gear and I can step out in my stilettos, but at some point we have to recognize that we are not the younger generation. We are the baby boomers. So what do you think is the difference between the expectation in a relationship or dating younger versus older?
Well, I think there's expectations of dating younger versus older.
Okay.
Expectations.
Oh, boy, that's a big one because, you know, there's no wrong or right answer to this because you got people in different levels of the expectations are. But for me, I think from where I hear from younger, like I said, the younger generation, younger woman, again, they want an older man because they think the maturity level is much higher. And being with the guy their age, it doesn't work. But as far as the, it's a big difference, Shelley. It's just a big difference, man. People not, the maturity levels for women are just, I'm for being a man, I just think they got more things going on. They're more ready to settle than the younger guy. The younger guy is still trying to find them. Yeah, James, I know you want to say something. I hear it. I feel it. Let's say it.
Yeah. You felt the right today because I really feel like, yes, our society has grown to believe that women mature faster than men, and men are a little bit slow on that wagon. But and again, I'm from a different breed. I'm always going to say that so it can be very clear on my standpoint. Me personally, there are many women who are my age, in their late 50s, early 60s, who are doing the stuff I did when I was 21 almost 10 years ago. Still, I'm not saying this to downplay anybody. I don't downplay anybody's lifestyle. You do what you do. That makes you happy. I'm happy for you. I don't love it, but I'm happy for you. But, again, I'm only 28. I have certain standards that I have to live by, and there are certain morals that I have to instill in myself that I have to make sure that the person I'm dealing with, regardless of their age, has that mutual morality with them. I can't be with somebody who is 38 and they're still living their life like they're 21, but I'm trying to live my life like I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to make a household of this situationship that I'm dealing with. So, I'm about to go to a whole other place I'm trying not to go to right now because that's a whole other show. But I just wanted this to be very clear. Age is nothing but a number, only because maturity has no age to it.
And I'm going to chime in on this one because I think we start thinking, when we say mentality, we think of maturity level. We think of a lot of things. But there's the whole, I don't know. I'm just going to put it out there and say this. I think age is just a number. I think whatever level that you are at mature-wise, you can be younger and far more mature than somebody older. You can bring something and I'm getting ready to start opening up another aspect of this, but I will say, James put his age out there. Vic didn't, because I think Vic, you and I are kind of like in the same place, but I'm not going to throw my age out there. Not that I'm ashamed of it anyway. But I will say the mentality, younger versus older, is a little different. But Victor, you talked about how the maturity level of women being more mature than men. I think that happens in the younger stage, but once they cross a certain threshold, I don't think that there's an age difference between the maturity level of men versus women. I will tell anybody, and I've said this many times before, anybody that knows me knows, I ain't dating no old man. Never have, never will. That's just not who I am. Because I don't think that I'm immature, but I think that my mindset is not that of someone that defines my age. The number of years that I've been living does not define my mindset. So I don't look at how old a person is. So if he's younger than I am, then that doesn't necessarily say, oh, well, you know, he's too young for you or whatever. It's the mentality of that person that defines that connection that you have. I'm not my age, and I'm that person that wants to retire my life and sit on the sofa and just do nothing in a relationship. I still want to do all the fun stuff that I wanted to do and did when I was 25, when I was 35. I want to do the things that, you know, maybe I'm defying some odds at my age, but it has to be with somebody that has that same mentality that I have, not necessarily the same age that I have. So I think that whole younger versus younger versus older place when it comes to the mentality, you just got to know what it is that you want out of life. I'm not saying that if you 40 plus or 50 plus that you got to go look for the 20 something, because now you might have you stepping into the place where society will kind of define you and label you. But I think the mindset, as long as you're on the same page with what it is that you want out of life, I think that has to be what you determine is, you know, where both of you connect. I'm kind of rambling a little bit because this topic just kind of took me off. It just took me off focus. And I know it was something that we wanted to talk about because, you know, I fit in one place and not in the other. So I want to step into the next step of the next phase into the topic, which is the expectation part of it. And I think this is one that does have a defining piece. The expectation of dating does have a defining piece when it comes down to younger versus older. I think when you are younger, what you expect from dating is totally different than when you are at a different place and what your expectations are. So I'm just going to put that part out there and you know, see what you guys think.
When I'm dating somebody, I've learned to not, I do say we do have a caller who's waiting to speak, but as soon as I finish this last piece I have to say, I'm going to definitely unmute your line. Again, when I'm dating somebody, I don't expect much anymore because I've been through so many different things and I've seen so much. And I want to make sure that I'm not getting my hopes up for something that is not a dream that cannot be a reality. I can dream for the house, the car, the picket fence, the kids, the little poodle. I can dream for all of that in my relationship. But 9 times out of 10, I know it might not happen. So that goes back to having those standards. Standards and expectations to me are neck and neck. I can't say you have to drive a Bentley, but I'm sitting here driving a 95 Honda Civic. Like, you just can't have that. So when I'm dating somebody, only thing that I'm expecting is that it to be a mutual feeling. I'm expecting for communication, because without communication, you can't have anything at all. Regardless, if you have all the money in the world, you sign a prenup, whatever it is, there's nothing without communication. So expectations can definitely vary between our generations, between the millennials, between the baby boomers, Generation X, Q, P, Y, L, M, N, O, N, G. It just kind of depends. That's my take on the expectation part of it. The caller must have fell off the line. So, Vic, I'm going to turn it over to you. If you want to talk, please press 1. I'll unmute your line. What's your take on expectation?
Okay, expectation. See, when you're younger, it seems like they expect, like you said, as far as yourself, you don't mind if they have the Bentley, or they don't mind if they are that. But in a sense, people want to expect success. When I was dating, I wanted somebody to be on an even keel. I wanted to make sure that you bring as much as I bring to the table. So what I expected is when we, in a dating sense, we spoke about things that you bring to the table. I don't want I don't want nobody to give me everything or expect to get stuff. I just expect somebody to have just as much to lose and just as much to gain in a relationship. So the expectations when you're younger versus older, when you're older now, you might expect a little less of things, you know, because you probably have yours settled. But younger, you agree what I'm saying, Shelly? Are you following what I'm trying to say?
I follow you, but I'm not going to agree with you because, and maybe I'm agreeing with you in part, but not agreeing with you because I think what you were saying is expectations, and you brought up part of what it is that is the, you know, the depth of what we're talking about is expectations and what you bring to the table. And I'm going to say this, that I think that when you're younger, your expectations are lower because you don't know what to expect. Because when you're younger, you're feeling it out. You're not quite sure. So you get what you expect. And if you expect less, that's exactly what you're going to get. I mean, it just goes back. And this is part of it. I'm really passionate about this part of it because I think when you're younger, your expectation of what you want from a relationship comes from what you've seen. It's what you are, in a sense, mirroring as what a relationship is supposed to be for you. So
when you're younger, you're hearing about other people, you know, because peer pressure, hearing what other people are having, so you start wanting the same things. You don't agree when you're younger, you want a lot with what you hear about
you see what somebody else has and you say, okay, well, that's what I want. It doesn't become your own personal expectation. It can become what it is that you've seen or what you know that other people are expecting. Expectation level when you're younger definitely can be jaded. But I think
once you
get older, you tested, you tried, and you true. You've made the mistakes. You've been married and divorced a couple of times. You've had the bad relationships. Okay, yeah, I see myself out there. But it's no secret, yes. Yep, been there, done that 2 times. Got both the T-shirts and threw them both away. But your expectation level once you are older is the bar is raised because you know you don't want what you've already had. So what you once wanted brought to the table and what you once brought to the table, totally different. And it's so sad because people have the tendency of repeating that cycle. So I think there is a big difference when it comes to the expectation level, younger versus older. I still say whatever age you are, yes, there is a difference in what we actually do. We need to change the mindset. Whatever age you are, your expectation level for dating and being in a relationship should be at the bar, at the top of the bar. Not at the bottom, oh, well, you know, if he just spends a little bit of time with me, oh, well, if she just, you know, tells me that, you know, I'm great every now and then, you know, this works for us in a relationship. No. you need to have a high level of expectation when it comes to dating. Because, again, at the end of the day, it's you are spending your time with someone. Time. Time is something that you will never, ever get back. That's what you're doing. And I didn't mean to turn this into how to make the most out of your life when it comes to dating younger versus older than it needs to be. If you are younger and you are looking for something and your expectation level is high, don't lower the bar. If you want somebody that wants to be committed to you, if you want somebody that wants that you know, you are looking for to support you and be there for you, it does not mean that, okay, I'm young, it's not something I should really be asking for because, you know, I am 26 or I am 28, so, you know, maybe that's not what I should be looking for right now. You have to have a high level of expectation when it comes to dating, younger versus older. So, you know, and what each person brings to the table can be totally different. And then we kind of go back to that whole topic with what James kind of introduced to, you know, what kind of car you drive, what kind of job you have, whatever. It just, what you bring to the table, you have to make sure that you meet that person at least halfway. Do not expect the other person to come to the table with champagne and caviar and all you have is a glass of milk and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm sorry.
So the glass of milk and a peanut butter jelly. First of all, I love peanut butter. Expectations should lead to, I don't think they should lead to goals, but when you have goals as a couple, you can both come in driving Toyota Corollas, but if you all have a mutual growth plan that you all want to drive an S-Class Benz, then that's something that you all need to have a common ground with. And if you didn't realize already, the next portion of the segment was for the goal in dating. Tell the person that you're interested in what your life aspirations are. Let them know that you want to be an entrepreneur. Let them know that you want to have your own radio show. Let them know that you want to have this empire. If they can't support you in your dream, or if they cannot support you in your aspirations, even though they don't see it as being a reality, they don't need to be with you. Even if it's an aspiration to quit smoking a cigarette, if they don't support you in something that small, which is really big, if you get where I'm going with this, what's the purpose of them being there? That means they won't support you in opening up your own apartment community. They're not going to support you in opening up your own hotel or even having your own small business as a clothing boutique with the most rarest forms of clothing that you'll ever find. That's what a goal is. A goal has to be a common denominator for a couple. It can be an individual goal, but you have to have that backbone for somebody who's willing to support you. And that's saying always support you financially to achieve your goal, but just the moral support or just having the words of encouragement that maybe you can do has to be mutual.
Absolutely.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right. I wholeheartedly about that. You speaking about goals and dreams and stuff like that and things that you want in your life, you have to speak it and get the start of response for the person you are dating with. Because if you're not getting encouraged or you're not getting what you're supposed to get, you're not going to be – it's not the worst thing in the world will happen is have a person that you're dealing with is not seeing your goals with you. That's totally a flag. You know what I'm saying? You try to – I don't care about the beauty of a person or how they got – how good they look and all that stuff. If they can't help you with the goals that you're trying to set for yourself and be encouraging towards it, then it won't work. It's not going to work. You can't let nobody diminish what you're trying to do in life. You know, if they're not on what you're trying to do early, you should see the red flag in that. I mean, I know
exactly.
It's hard. But you got to make sure you have goals that you want to see unfold. And you have to have the
exactly.
right person to stand by you. Because if they can't
exactly.
help you with it, they ain't going to be with you when you get it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's
exactly.
very important at the dating stage to make sure that's an effect. There's nothing better than a person that your boo at your back no matter what. And it might seem unrealistic, but sometimes when you got somebody behind you, sticking by you and telling you that you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, that's the best thing in the world, and that's what you look for.
Exactly.
Other stuff, that material, everything else goes away. The love making and all that stuff, when that stuff stops, you still have to have that person in your corner that's got your back. It's nothing like having one person in this world to have your back. And that's
Ali, Kumbaya.
Sorry? Is that true?
Ali, Kumbaya. All right, so we do have a caller. The area code for the caller is 443. The last four digits of their telephone number are 8288. Caller, welcome to the Red Room. Your line has been unmuted.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great. How's it going?
I'm good on a good chilly night. Tell y'all something. You know, I love y'all's show. And I got to agree with Vic Love. But I also got to add, sometimes it takes a person who really needs help to find a good person also. You know, if you're willing to work together, then, you know, you can still grow together. I don't believe it's a thing is a big deal because you have some younger people who are actually raised on old-fashioned values. They have old souls, but you also have older people who are to help a younger person who they see great qualities in that can actually bring something into their life too. So as for me, I don't date a younger person because I feel as though somebody who knows where they're going and where they are deal with certain type of insecurities. I don't have to deal with certain type of foolish type things because when you're raised on old-fashioned values go a long way. And, you know, they mean more than looks. When there's no money and you can still continue to do things together to come up, because I feel God blesses us when we're in different phases of our life. If you're in your low, always feel like you have to stay in your low. So be willing to be patient for someone that you come in contact with that may lose something. They may not always have been down.
Absolutely.
You know, so be willing to encourage them and let them know, you know, we're working together. We're here together. If you lose, then we both lose. Then we got to find some common ground to come back together to build together and raise each other. So we can come back to common ground and be able to live and support and grow together again. But not being just living in that low part, but being willing to grow together, to uplift each other,
okay.
and come back to where we need to be together.
Yeah,
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all.
I honestly, what you just said made a lot of sense to me, but I do have to ask you this one question, and I don't want to be controversial. Y'all already know how I am. I have different views on everything. So you made the comment that you don't date younger because of certain things, which I completely understand, and I'm not going to knock that. But you also said on the backside of that you have to be able to basically start from the bottom, and now we're here. together
right.
in my natural
right.
way.
Right.
Okay, so if that's the case, then at that point, when does age matter? Because
if I bring somebody home to my family and then my niece and my niece or nephew's age that are in high school or close to that, right, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to, or half my age, that I don't want to deal bringing somebody home. They're looking like, well, hold on, she should be with your nephew. Because
I'm sure their father
would feel the same way. If I'm popping up, let's say, as your topic was sharing Thanksgiving holiday, right?
Right.
I'm bringing. Okay, let's just say I'm 40, and I'm bringing somebody home, 25, 26 years old, to Thanksgiving. They're looking like, well, who child you this to dinner?
I never cut anybody off, and you know I never do that. But I want to step in right there for a reason, because I had this experience myself 2 weeks ago. The person I'm dealing with is 38, who's going to be 39 in December. I'm 28. When his friends said, "Hey James, how old are you?" I said, "Well, how old do you think I am?" They said, "James, I think you're 32." That's a whole 4 year gap from my age.
To me, it was a compliment. Right.
So I looked at my friend. I said, "Babe, how old am I?" Tell them how old I am. So they said, "Well, what do you think?" And when he told them I was 28, they looked at me and was like, "Oh, you're a baby." I said, "But don't let it fool you."
Well, see, right.
You thought I was 30.
Your maturity,
Hold on. And I was getting ready to get that too. My maturity, yes. But you cannot allow a number to depict your feelings for someone. You cannot allow that to hinder how your family's going to feel about somebody. I brought people home who are 5 years younger than me. But at the same time, they thought they were at the same age as me because they brought something up to the table that I did not have.
Right.
I don't want to be combative about it, but I feel right.
Right. But as a 28-year-old to a 38-year-old would be different as to a 21-year-old and a 31-year-old. 10 age gap difference. Or let's say a 19-year-old or 18-year-old to a 28 to 29-year-old. Where they're just out of high school getting ready to, they're ready to go into college, but to me, as an adult, as in being the 10-year, let's say 10-year or 5-year age gap, you know, I would as me respecting the age to be at least somewhere between 25 and 30 or 28 and 38 as to 18 just getting out of high school, getting ready to go into college, 19 and 20, me being 28 and 29. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean as in me 40 and them 30. That's understandable. But me as in being 31 and them being 21 or 20 and 30 and 19 and 29, there's a difference. Let me clarify. That's a difference of when it comes to the age thing. Because I feel their growth level coming out of high school, directly out of high school, getting ready to go into college, is totally different than somebody who has actually lived and grown around 25 or 28 or 30 as to my age.
So, caller, this is the question that I have, and I've been listening, and I totally understand where you are. I'm sorry.
I'm on the wrong phone line. Uh-oh.
No, you're not. You're in the red room, so you can never be on the wrong line. So I hear what you're saying about the age difference, the maturity level difference. I did hear what you said when you talked about how, you know, no matter what age you are, that when two people meet, they have whatever place that they are in their life. One can be in a place where they need to grow. The other person is that person that supports them through that process of growth. And I totally understand that because not everybody is going to be in the same place at the same time when they meet. It may be one person that is unsure about where they want to go. They have their dreams, they have their goals, and the other person believes in them and they're supporting them through that process, and that makes a great connection. I totally agree with you. So I guess the question that I'm asking is, since you stepped into the Red Room and you spoke, I appreciate that, but you know, we do have to kind of, you know, we create controversy. That's what we do. So are you saying that age does make a difference when it comes to a person's mentality, their expectations, their goals, and what they bring to the table?
Sometimes I feel it does, because there are some people at 21 that think older mind frame, and there are some people at 21 who think younger mind frame. So for the individual, you have to look at it as, okay, they're 21, but where are they mentally, and where are they as in growth? Because they're 21-year-olds, I mean, let's be real, there's 21-year-olds who think the turn-up is still at 16 to 15 years old, and there are some 21-year-olds whose mind frame is, you know, 30, 32, to where those people who are still thinking 15 and 16 at 21, they might need a little more time for that growth to mature a little more, as to the person who's 21 thinking mind frame 30, 31.
Okay, so we see. I can agree with you there. And Vic, I mean, we're in that same place.
You know,
so this question I'm going to ask for our caller. And sorry, you just got drilled. You're in the hot seat right now.
Y'all got me sweating
now. Any other shows.
Nah, you did a good job, actually. You did a good job.
I think I can put somebody in the hot seat too. If y'all listen to the other shows, the host has been in the hot seat. Guess what? I just get my turn. So you did talk about the younger mindset. So now let's transition into the older mindset.
Hey, James, I like you, brother. James, I like you. And I like how you think, man. I like how you think.
Well, James is a whole different kind of soul. He's an old soul. He got, his mentality is totally different. You can't use his age and the way he perceives things.
Right, right.
He's in a whole different category.
That's a great.
You know,
I'm sorry I had to come at it that way, but that's something that I'm
passionate about, as you can see. That's a good thing, because you got to look at it from different ways.
Right.
You know,
right.
You just can't look at it as the age. The number thing, you have to look at it as the mentality.
Maturity levels.
Right.
Maturity levels. And he
right.
got it. He's different. When
right.
And thinking from, by knowing James and listening to his conversation, is different. He's a whole different 28-year-old or whatever age he was, and when he was doing things, he's got a more maturity, and his hindsight is just totally different.
Right.
So we can't go by that. You know,
so
there should
be no question as to why he's the host on the show, because he brings something that's versatile,
right.
Different. That's,
keep debating
that,
things
that's
that
not
other
the norm.
Everybody are thinking.
Right. Like he, like, you know.
So
he got a different.
What's
different goal,
this
different.
Is my question. This is my question, because you know I'm gonna put the caller in the hot seat. It's just what we do in here in the Red Room. We make it hot.
Are you referring to
me? Red means hot. Yes.
Yeah, you still in hot seat, my man. You ain't off the hook yet. Yeah, Shelly.
So, okay, Vic, he gave us the whole perspective of the younger mindset. So I was just going to say, Victor and I had this conversation earlier today. We had we see different people, and we know things about certain people that they don't think we know, because as we said before, Victor and I work together, so we see things and analyze, and that's how we come up with some of the topics for the show, just from perception and what we see. And one of the things that I'm you brought up was the younger mindset. So I wanna ask you to elaborate on the older mindset, the age differences, and the older mindset. Do you think that, and Victor threw out the whole cougar thing, because that's just a phrase that women are
cougar,
given for.
Cougar.
Yeah, see how he said it? It's like this, it's almost like a bird call. Like, cougar. So, is there a certain perception, or do you think there's a certain mentality, expectation, or goals that kind of coincide with the older mindset when it comes to the older woman dating the younger man or the older man dating the younger woman?
Absolutely. You want me to tell you
what
it is? Is that for me or is that for a man?
I'm going to get Victor, yeah, let's give him an opportunity to respond
okay,
to that.
Okay, yeah, you got to.
And then
call
Vic,
him.
And then Vic, you're going to give, I already know what you're going to say about this one, so let's give our call.
I think the younger guy to an older woman, that guy looks towards the nurturing of the older woman when it comes to the age difference. As to the older man to the younger girl, I think it's more so kind of like Vic said earlier, as in, you know, having that feeling a certain way, you know, that they have that control, the younger woman.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Make them feel, give them that vibrant feeling. Or, but that, I mean, as being an older man, an older woman can give you that same vibrant feeling. Me.
Mm. Okay.
You know, because she knows and you know, and, you know, when that connection comes together, there is no child's play. There is actually no grown folk. So we both know that, hey, this is what it is. Let's handle this business. It's either for growth, long term, or it's about that uncertain fire. So what are we going to do?
Hey, we're in the red room,
you know?
Man. You can be, you can break it down a little bit more. I'm going to break it down.
Sometimes you got to be that stallion. You ain't ready for this. You need to be ready. You need to be just, stay younger, Shelly, because when you come to the older stallion. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, when you start talking about teaching, it's about, what about my best friend?
Teachers can come in. Because, hey, younger people can teach your older person something, too.
That is so true.
They teach them teaching that they're still old. They're teaching that their ass is old. That's the
hey, right.
And
what you say, get your oxygen.
You
okay,
that,
Vicky, can you not say old? Can you say that they still have some life in them? I mean,
no. They said
the
40s are
the
new 30s, right?
Huh?
40s are the new 30s and 50s is the new 40s. That's what they say.
Depends on what kind of Viagra you got.
Oh my God. No, he did not use
it. He can make 70. Shoot, that can make you 70 if you don't do 50.
You know, we're going to have a show where we're going to talk about the whole. That's on that list, Victor. You know that. You didn't have to bring that up now. But I'm a little offended with the 40s. The 50s are the new 40s. What if the 50s are the new 30s? I mean.
Hey.
It could be late.
I love it. I love it. You like it. I love it.
Victor, I'm going to turn this back over because y'all are.
We're 50, baby.
Yes.
I know you wanted to be new 30, maybe the new 25.
Hey, you ain't have to throw my age out there. I said together.
We're 50.
Since we're in the red room,
can I say something? You know what I think y'all should do? I think y'all should do, what fruit would you be in the red room?
What fruit would you be in the red room?
What fruit would you be and why?
What is your appetite?
What is your appetite?
First of all, I have to ask a reflux. I can't eat fruit. So can I be something other than fruit? Why can't we be a vegetable? Can I be a piece of protein, like a porterhouse or something?
Yeah, something, right?
Oh, man. What fruit would I be? Wow.
I just want to say, y'all two cannot be on the same call together. I don't know who you want to call us, but next time both of y'all answers in the same chat room together.
Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I just want to let y'all know, I do listen. I do listen to y'all. I just don't. I sit back and just listen. So I'm a. I appreciate y'all having me and put me in the hot seat. And I, hey man, I love what y'all doing. Just keep doing what y'all doing.
And we enjoyed you every bit of it. It was excellent.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, caller, for joining us in the red room.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, you know, tomorrow I'm going to have to go downstairs to the Plaza Gourmet and search the buffet and look at all the fruit and say, yep, I'd be that one. Nope, wouldn't be that one. Too many seeds. That gets in the way. I'm sorry. I'm scared a little bit.
Wow. What fruit are you? Details on that story next.
How did we so get off topic? Because we're supposed to be going through this whole list, and then the next one is supposed to be.
He was feeling kind of fruity.
I'm just saying, I know, I'm like, this caller is going to have to make me look at the fruit section in the grocery store. I can't even go in the grocery store now and look at fruit the same. God damn it. I'm going to step away from this because this is not where we discuss our fruit fantasies. But what we're going to do next is, Y'all just sit there and actually entice that whole process. I can't believe that y'all actually did that. But it's okay, because that's what we do in the red room. Fruit was really the subject of tonight, but we're going to move on to the next one, which is patience. What is the difference in patience between younger versus older? I'm still thinking of fruit. Do you patiently choose the right fruit, or do you haphazardly choose the fruit?
Patience.
How is there a difference in patience? James, I've been kicked out of the studio, so I can't really see anybody that wants to call in and speak. So is there anybody in the red room that wants to speak? Hello?
Hey, it's Tiffany. How you guys doing?
Hey, I knew.
Hey.
It was you.
Hello.
Uh-oh. There we go, fruitless.
And trouble has entered the room.
That's right. Here I am. How's everybody doing?
Good. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Tiffany. How's it going?
Hey. I'm here listening and laughing at you guys. Have me over here cracking up for real.
I'm so glad I feel like the only time I have real support in the red room is when you step in, because I just need a little support on the girl side. I just need it. What's going on?
Nothing much. I kinda like that little fruit questionnaire. See, I know that got off a topic, but I was like, I like that.
I know.
What kind of fruit are you? What kind of fruit are you then?
Something, let's see. I think I might be one of the melons. Something sweet and suckable and luscious and stuff that makes you just want to keep coming back for more.
Ooh. Damn, Tiffany, where you at?
Hey. Hey. Zig Love, you know
you married, Zig Love?
I'm just saying, melon shit. What kind of melon are we talking about?
Oh, Lord. Shelly, look. Well, I got your back, girl. That's how we got to come strong with this now, you know.
I know, right? You can't step up in there with some brand of fruit that you only get picked once a year.
Right. You got to get the melons. No. The melons are juicy, and, you know, when you suck on them, all the juice flowing out your mouth and stuff, you just want
more. Okay,
let's
hold on.
All down
the side is licking and slopping it up.
Listen.
This has gone to a whole nother range of the bedroom. I just want to say, this is reminding me of the Starship in Atlanta. I'm not going to tell you what kind of store it was. This is what it's reminding me of.
Uh-oh.
We have to get that one tried. This is an after midnight type show we have to do. That's all I'm going to say. No more fruit.
Okay, we're going to go back.
Tiffany, get off of the line. You are prohibited.
No, I'm listening to you guys.
Let's bring it back.
We're going to reel it back in.
I'm not going to let Vic Love or James kick you off the line because this is my girl right here. I need her in the red room every night when I'm here with us.
I need
that female camaraderie that's like, yeah, girl, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
You see they got quiet, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they did. No, you know what they did, Tiffany? What they did was agree with everything you said. How about that? How about tonight when Vic Love get off the show tonight? He could be going in the refrigerator saying,
"Where that melon at?"
Where that melon at? He could be going upstairs to the bedroom or wherever his wife is talking about. Babe, you my melon for tonight.
You want some
melon? Right. Right.
Oh gosh.
I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh. How did we get here?
But I heard the very last question you were talking about, having patience with the different ages, you know, like if you older versus younger and vice versa like that, you know. Me, myself, I'm married, but if I wasn't or what have you, I don't think I would really date anybody younger than me or too much younger. My patience level is kind of short, and it is true that you do have a lot of younger ones that are mature for their age, and you have a lot of older ones that are immature for their age. So that is like, you know, that is true. But as far as somebody much younger than me, you know, it's the mature. It's not even so much the maturity level. It's just the experience level too. Like, you know, you've been through a lot when you and I'm almost 50. And to have somebody who's like 29, 30, maybe even younger than that, you can't relate to me in certain ways, you know. So my patience will probably, for a younger person, will probably not be the greatest. Well, it all depends. I guess it depends on the situation and stuff like that because you do have some that are old soul. You do. But you could be an old soul, but you're lacking that experience, you know, of life and things that you can relate to and different topics and stuff like that. That's kind of how I feel. I have nothing against people dating somebody younger or older. You know, I have a lot of friends who are cougars for real. I mean, like big time, you know, like 20 years younger type of thing. And, but that's like the little toys to them. You know, they like that fact that they can groom them and shape them and mold them to the way they want them to be. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want that. I raised my kids. I want somebody who would be on the same level as me. You know, so patient-wise, I don't think I probably would have too much patience for anyone much younger than me. Well, like I said, because of how young it is.
Right. I think the number of years younger definitely does make a difference. I mean, I don't know if you were listening earlier, and I don't make it a secret to anybody. I cannot date an older man. I just have never been able to, never can, never will. I had a nightmare one night about the man with the taco meat on his chest, and I couldn't go back to sleep. I had to call out to work the next day.
Shelly's a cougar.
I'm not a cougar, Victor. I'm not a cougar, but he is younger.
He's
not. He's younger. He's not cougar stage younger. So Victor wants to call me a cougar, but I'm not a cougar.
No, cougar stage is like when you like
10 years,
15 years younger. Yeah, I'll say about 10 years younger. That's
nope. That does not make me a cougar. So I am socially acceptable. How about that?
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, it ain't 10. I ain't going to say how close we came to that, but
okay.
I will say this. I'm not, it's the mindset, it's the mentality. I mean, I'm not the typical baby boomer age, and Victor wanted to throw my age out there, but what he don't understand is his ass ain't much. I think we about the same age, so I ain't going to throw your age out there, so you don't throw mine out there either. How about that? But
you can tell my age. I don't really care because I love my age.
Don't you dare.
I love being 29 all the time. 29 is a fabulous age.
Well, I'm sorry that I guess you. I'm a little bit older than you because I do not want to go back to when I was 29. But it does make a difference when the age is a lot younger because your expectations, your goals. Which is one of the things that we have on the list, you don't have the same goals. So like you say, if you are that much younger, then you don't take the relationship seriously. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's the female mindset that doesn't take the age seriously. The male, he got machismo, he's feeling himself, he's thinking that it's all good. You know, yeah, I got me an older chick, I'm doing the damn thing. But the female is basically saying, so you ain't going to be around for long because all you are is a boy toy. Boy. Irrelevant words in that. So the mindset does make a difference. And the patience.
Right.
It's totally different from, you know, younger versus older. Younger, they don't have much patience. The first sign of them hitting a brick wall, they're not seeing eye to eye about things. The first thing they're going to do is like, I don't want to do this no more.
Right.
But when you're older, you have more patience because you do realize that set in our ways. We're a little bit older. We've lived life a lot longer. We've seen things happen to us. We've experienced things. So we got to kind of get in that place where I got to be a little bit more patient with you and about life. So It definitely makes a difference. So, Victor, the whole cougar thing, that don't you dare ever call me a cougar.
You're not a cougar.
I can't wait to meet your wife. I think I saw her one time. The next time I see her, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to ask your wife. I'm going to have to sit down. I'm going to interview your wife. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to anonymously interview your wife. Because, one, I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her, how does she deal with you having the nerve to say the things that you say to me? I'm going to tell her.
She's going to get you in trouble.
I'm going to get you in trouble.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you speak to my wife, she's going to tell you I'm the man. They don't call me Big Love for nothing.
Okay, but you know what I'm going to do before I interview her? We're going to pray.
What?
We're going to pray. That's what we're going to do.
Girl.
We're going to pray. Because it takes a whole lot of prayer to get married to you.
Right, lay hands
I love
on her.
I'm gonna have to lay hands on her.
Seem like he is a handful.
I know.
Sorry,
but this is the last part of the difference in dating younger versus older. This is the part that I wanna touch on. Younger versus older. When do you know? And Vic Love, I'm gonna turn this over to you first.
Younger versus older. When do you know it?
Younger
when
versus
do you
older.
Know it's love.
When you're younger, when do you know it's love? How do you know it's love versus older? How do you know it's love? Or when do you know it's love?
Shit. That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Younger,
when do you know?
Younger,
you know?
When you know it's love. I think either one. You know when you know it's love? It's when you can't go a day without thinking about them. When you can't, when you look at little things or hear a song and you say, it reminds you of last night. That's when you know it's love. You know, I think when you, everything reminds you of a certain person without them even being in the room and you think about them. That's love. So, and it's not all about sex. It's all about just that voice or just things that remind you of being with that person. That's love.
So
Vic Love to you, that's love.
When
is it too soon?
Well, if it's too soon to use that terminology.
I believe, there's no time limit on love. You can fall in love right for the first time you see in person. You might not know it then, but people put too much emphasis and time on love. You can fall in love from the moment you see him or her. You know that goes, James. Have you did it before? You ain't fall in love at first sight? You're taking too long. Have you ever answered the question? Have you ever been in love at first sight? Hello, James.
No, I'm here.
You never had love at first bite? First sight?
I can't honestly say that I've been in love, but I can say that I have had strong feelings for someone, expressing the word of L-O-V-E to them is the part that may complicate things, because everybody does not feel the same way in regards to that word. Now, granted, me, when I express my feelings to someone and it's legitimate, I say, hey, this is how I'm feeling and this is where I feel like this should, I think we could go, but everybody is not accepting to the word love.
Right.
So, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Your turn. James, did you finish, James?
I think James kind of basically told you how he felt.
But he's right about one thing. I think people throw love a little loosely sometimes. It's just
absolutely
loose.
I believe
then there's no sincerity when it really is. You know what I'm saying? If you throw it away too loose, then when you, it seems like you might just throw it away to anybody like that. You know, so some people do it loosely.
I agree. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, when I first realized that the word love is used so very loosely, and y'all can call me the number one Prince fan if you want to, but the first time I realized that love is defined in different ways and it can be used loosely on your culture, your language, how you speak, was when I realized that there's different ways in other languages to say I love you. And Spanish is another way. There's one way to say I love you that's like mildly. That's like I love your shoes, I love your dress. But you also have a different way of expressing that deep emotion that's in your heart, in your soul, that is different from casually being able to say that you love something or love someone. And it was a Prince song that I heard, and the song was called Te Amo Corazon. Spanish, that means I love you from my heart. Not from my eyes, but from my heart. And if you listen to that song, you will understand the depth of what loving someone from your heart means versus saying, oh, I love that dress, or I love those shoes, or I love the way he looks, or whatever. It's a difference in how you express what love truly means. And I think that is the difference in generations. It's the difference in being younger and in a relationship and just loosely throwing the words out there versus being more mature and older and understanding the true meaning of what love is. And we're not going to go in depth into it tonight, but it's another show that we're going to have, because I think the topic of love and what it is and what it means, it goes far beyond what is casually said or what is truly mentally, emotionally, and spiritually felt. So, Victor, when you say what you just said, I agree with you 100%. It's thinking about that person being in your mind, not just in your heart, but to a level that is different from what you experience with anybody else. So, I mean, that's just my opinion of it. And that is the last part of the difference between dating versus, you know, younger versus older. So I'm going to give you and James the chance to kind of wrap this up so we can kind of close the show out, because we only have a few more minutes. And I know everybody's kind of getting into that holiday Thanksgiving mode, and all the people that are listening, I know y'all have things to do, and we are so appreciative of the time that you have spent in the Red Room for tonight. So Victor and James, what do y'all want to kind of add to that to close that end of the topic out?
I just want to say that this show went a whole other direction, but I'm so glad that it did, because it opened up so many doors for other topics that we have coming up very soon. The other caller who was on the phone with you, Vic, y'all too? I don't know what to say. But
about the fruits?
You said what?
You talking about the gentleman about the fruits?
Yeah.
he was good. He was good. He
had greens, beans, mashed potatoes, lemons, limes, you name it.
What was that song on the show? Season 6.
I like that.
We should have played that tonight. That was a good one. You had to see the video.
we might have to do a special show over the weekend after Thanksgiving just because, so we could do a you name it challenge. But, yeah. So I definitely want to say this, though. We do have a lot of great topics coming up. And, again, as I mentioned before, I have some special guests coming on board soon. We're working on a lot of different things. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for something. Again, you're breathing today. And that's the best lesson you can have, in my personal opinion. So definitely stay tuned for next week. We're going to have our Scarlet Envelope coming back next week. We're doing something a little bit different, but this season, Shelly, she's sitting over here like dying laughing at me because I didn't say some stuff tonight that's been off the wall that she was not expecting. I done brought up a lot of different things that we didn't even talk about tonight. So she's kind of looking at me like, did you really just say that? But y'all know how I am. I bring something when I come to the show and I actually speak, it's a whole different ballgame. Go ahead and close the show out because I'm speechless right now.
Yeah, well, I just want to say it was a very good show. I think what I got out of it is, you know, old versus young. It still makes, you know, I feel if you're listening and you're in these kind of relationships and you're not sure,
ask the questions that make sense. You know, go out there and find out what you want. Don't settle for less, like Shelly said earlier. Go for it. Go find you somebody that's compatible to your needs. Be selfish when it comes to relationships. Be selfish. Get what you need. Ask the questions that you want answered. And as far as everything else, we got, like James said, Shelly said, we got some great shows coming up. Everybody, please stay tuned. Happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great, great one for each of y'all. You know, like he said, be thankful for something because, you know, God is good. God has put us here for a reason, and we still got to take care of each other. Love your family. You know, Thanksgiving is for being thankful for your family. You know, still a lot of them are not here no more, but
absolutely.
You do that special blessing. You do that special blessing before you have your meal because I'm hopefully all you that's listening bless your food before you eat. Bless the ones that's no longer here because guess what? They made you what you are today. And from Big Love
absolutely.
To you, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you. And just take care of yourselves. Shelly, good night. James, my man, you take care of yourself.
Victor,
you soon.
I happily agree with you. We had an awesome show tonight. This, as James said, it went in a direction that we had no clue that it was going, but that's what happens when we get in the red room. We go off subject. We go off direction, but we say what it is that we want to say. We talk about what it is that we want to talk about, and we just open up dialogue, and we make you laugh. We hopefully bring you to a place of love because it's the holiday season. We want to make this every day. Live, love, laugh. And
right.
Every day I say to myself, if you are not living the life you dream of, it's time to change your life, not your dream. Love each other. Give to each other. I truly believe that life should be about what you can give to somebody else, not what you can get from somebody else. When you give, it's reciprocal. And it becomes a challenge of giving instead of a mindset of what you can get. So, as
right.
your host,
so right.
Shelly L. Brooks, I just want to say I thank everybody for listening live tonight in our chat room, for all the listeners who listen to our shows on the reverendradio.com website. I want to say that we will be coming back with the Scarlet Envelope next week. If you have something that you want to share with us, that you want us to read your letter in the Red Room, email us at info@theredroomradio.com. Create an anonymous email address. It doesn't. We don't care who the email address comes from. It could be, you know, WandaPearson@gmail.com. We don't know who Wanda Pearson is. We just know that Wanda Pearson or just Robert Brown has something that they want to share with us. So send your emails for the Scarlet Envelope at info@theredroomradio.com. We want you to join us. We want you to share with us. And from every single one of us, from our guests to our callers who share with us, we want to thank you and your family. A very happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful for you, and we hope you find something to be thankful for. We love you, and we hope to see you next week. Until then, we are signing off in the Red Room. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Take care, guys. Shelly, see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay.